Session number 9152, Reel 2.
Yeah, we must have stopped there for a bit, didn't we?
We never stopped there at all. We went round that, didn't we?
I see. because
well, they say it was in such a state, they had the Egyptian Labour Corps up there and cleared it up or something.
Why didn't put it in a state, the Turks?
Yes. Oh, they was terrible and tidy lot, they were.
But you said you slept in the Mount of Olives for one time on your way through. Did you say you slept on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem?
I have no idea what you said.
The Mount of Olives. On the Mount of Olives.
Yes, we went to that same side of Jerusalem. We could look over to Jerusalem and see it from there.
So you're pretty close, didn't
you? Yes, it was, I mean, well, there's not so very far, like. No. We could look over, right over into Jerusalem, and then we went, say, we was on there, we went that way, like, and not went the other way, we went round, like, the city.
Yes. And then you went on and on. Do you remember any other major halt?
No, we went right up as far as Beirut.
Yeah.
That was a Beirut, really. And I know the officer said to us, the editor, well, we get to Beirut, he said, the war is finished. He said, we thought he'd only plucking us up after warning. He said, yes, he said, we get to Beirut. But he was right.
He was right.
That's where it did finish. Yeah, at Beirut.
This is 1918.
We had quite a look through Beirut. It's quite a big town now.
Very, very interesting. And when the fighting stopped, did you have any relaxation?
Relaxation? But all I was really looking to see the actual troops coming in. Turks, Germans, columns and columns of them coming in. And they had put a barbed wire fence up, a piece of ground, and as they come round, all the arms, the rifles, they had to sling them into this here, you know, sort of compound.
Yes.
There was like they were chucking them up on the top, piles and piles of them. They hadn't got enough troops there to escort them in. The Bengal Lancers escorted them in.
Yes.
As far as you could see, you could see them coming there, about four and five abreast, you know, coming in. Mm. He said the war's finished, and it looked like it. Then they had a mount coming in there, thousands of them.
Then you must have been there in Beirut for some weeks.
Oh, yes, we were there, some little time over there. And I couldn't tell you how long, but.
And where
were you excited to think the war's finished?
Well, were you able to have any relaxation? Were you able to swim in the sea?
Oh, we didn't do any after that. We didn't do anything much at all, hardly.
Did you swim in the sea? Did you swim in the sea?
Oh, yes, they were swimming there. But there were some places they wouldn't allow you to.
Yes. Now, the other thing I'd like to hear about, on this long march, obviously the Sabbath had to find water.
Was the biggest trouble, water.
Yes, tell me what you used to do each night.
I used to send it up with camels.
They used to
camel convoys.
Yes.
For water, right?
But then were you not looking for water in
the... at the same time, we were looking for water all the time. We used to have those Norton tubes.
Yes.
Drive down.
Yes.
And Well, you mean you couldn't get enough to supply that, but you used to help out with the convoy, you see. If sometimes the convoy gets stopped. You get stopped, well, you know, you wouldn't get there. Well, you had got a little. We drove any amount of them Norton tubes down across that desert there.
Yes. Roughly, they penetrated.
And I tell you, at the point that there's a lot of them, we were supposed to get them up again, but we hadn't got time to get them up. Mm-hmm. A lot of them was left there.
Yes. They go down about 6 feet, don't they, or more?
Ooh, a lot further than that.
Do they?
Those tubes are in, what, about four foot lengths?
Yes.
Well, we put here, say, sometimes four and sometimes five on.
Oh, yes. Hmm.
And sometimes you get quite a nice little trickle, you know, you put the pump on the top, you know,
yes.
Little pump on the top, and you get quite a trickle, you know. But it might enough for your own use of your own company, but there wasn't enough, you couldn't get enough, you know, to supply
the
infantry and all.
Did you come across any streams with enough water for the
column? Then when sometimes we'd go up and find one of these here, you know, sort of a place where the natives, Bedouins, have used.
Oasis?
Like a little village place, yeah. You know. They got water there, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, quite a nice well, perhaps, there. Well, we'd help ourselves to that, you know.
Yeah. Well, the wells, but the water brought up with a bucket and rope.
Yeah. The old donkey going around, right?
Yes.
And the water wheel some places.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When we got to Jerusalem, there was a oil refinery there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was oil. Where was that? There was a oil refinery there, and they've got a lovely well there. And he wouldn't let us use it, the bloke that's there. He said he hadn't got a belt, he got an engine and all there to it. And anyway, they kept on to him, and they got the belt off him, and we got quite a supply of water from there.
In your company, who was the chap who actually told you where to drive and not to?
Well, there's about three of us and an NCO. We just walk about and pitch, you know, a lower spot or where we thought,
you decided yourself.
I mean, you couldn't pinpoint the things at all. But
how many Norton tubes did you have in the unit? How many Norton tubes were there in the company?
Oh, we had any amount of them on the old camels.
Oh. And how many camels to your unit?
Ooh. I couldn't tell you that.
100?
A couple hundred, I suppose, or more.
A couple hundred.
But it's carried all equipment, tools, barbed wire, and all sorts of things with it.
And did you carry a lot of explosives?
Hmm?
Did you carry a lot of explosives?
Yes. We carried gun cotton and gelatinite and detonators and that.
Yeah. I suppose it was all fuse. You didn't have any electric detonators. No.
Yeah, we had the watchword, the, you know, the
plunger.
Yeah, the plunger. We had two of them, we had.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't. I don't think we ever used them, only when we was use them when we was making that road through that hills there at Gaza there, and when we was doing the blasting that road through the hills there.
Why did you make a road through Gaza?
Not through Gaza, it was a road going up to Gaza.
Oh, going up to
Gaza. They lay this wire, they made a railway through there then.
And they laid the wire netting on the ground.
On the sand.
On the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Um,
Well, you see, the convoys used to come up there. They used to leave the camels, as I say, and they was loaded up with these here water and that. Well, they'd walk on that wire, and the camels would go up on the waterway, you see, and not only that, we sometimes we get old, you know, they are the RE's timber wagons. There's in two parts, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
In two. Well, we take one bit off and we take that up on and wind it in.
Did you do much demolition on the route?
Not a lot.
You didn't.
Only if the Egyptian Labour Corps was making a road out. If they wanted to, they was bringing the railway and all up behind. They wanted to, and they supplied the REs, you know, to blast a bit out them, you know, rocks out them.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call on the REs to do that sort of thing, but the Egyptian Labour Corps was being perhaps one RE and perhaps, perhaps 40 or 50 men, and then there'd be another RE, another foot, you know. Egyptian Labour Corps, like.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. did you carry barbed wire on these camels?
Yeah. The worst thing we had to carry on camels was that corrugated iron.
Yes, for the trenches.
Yeah, I mean, with them rocking, they used to cut the cords.
Yes.
You know, they used to say, be quiet. Well, you couldn't be quiet. when they were rattled, fell off them, they rattled them.
Yes.
That was the worst thing we had, that was, corrugated iron.
Who were the camel drivers?
The Egyptians used to be with them.
You had Egyptians?
Yeah, Egyptians.
And they were really, the Egyptians were part of your unit then?
They used to carry us, that was more like our transport.
Yes. And then you must have had an officer or a WO who was in charge of the transport.
Oh, yes, sir. You got officers who would be with us all the time.
But somebody must have had a particular responsibility for the transport.
Oh, the
so transport side.
The transport was nothing to do with us, the water and that business, that was, but the other rations and that was the other people.
Yes, but all your tools and your barbed wire and your corrugated iron.
Oh, yeah.
That was yours.
That was theirs, yeah.
And somebody, you must have had some.
Oh, the officers were with us. There was in sections, and we had, we had four officers.
Mm-hmm.
Four lieutenants, captain, and a major.
Mm-hmm. And did those six officers manage to stay with the unit from Egypt right as far as?
The major left us quite early when he left, and number four section, I think they lost. They changed their officers two or three times there.
Is that through illness?
Cooks, he was number one section. He lived out at Hildenburg.
Oh, yes.
Cooksy.
Yes.
He didn't get up a line much. He was calling him a blue eyed boy. He didn't get up a lot, he was mostly down at the base sending stuff up, you know.
very important fact.
He used to call him the blue eyed boy. Even the major used to call him blue eyed boy. Well, that's where we got it from in the first place. We had some lovely officers.
And was there a lot of sickness on the way up?
Oh, terrible. Terrible dysentery alone.
A lot of dysentery. Was there any sandfly fever or malaria?
There was lots, you know. I would say we used to leave them behind, and then the Red Cross used to pick them up. the bat, you know. But we after we had to stop, we had to have sort of a medical. Every time we stopped for rest, the sort of a medical officer there.
Was there any malaria?
There was a bit, but I mean, you didn't know what was the matter with them. They just, you left them behind and you went. You don't know what they. What they were suffering with exactly.
And then those chaps who were left behind sick, were they replaced?
Oh yes, the officers were all replaced, yeah.
And what about the men? The men too? Get fresh men sent up all the time?
Oh, we had two of them, I think, stopped with us all the time. Two of them, I think it was. The captain, he went. He went quite early. I think it was two of the lieutenants all the time.
But when the men got sick, the unit was short.
And yeah, then they filled them up again.
They filled them up again. And where did they have come from? All the way from Gaza?
Yeah, they come all the way up.
And on their flat feet?
Yeah, they come up with camels then.
They come up?
Yeah, they come up with camels then. Oh, there's thousands of camels. The army did.
Did you ride a camel?
Yeah. Got a photograph of me riding a camel.
And you never were never actually in charge of camels?
No, they always had this, what's what? A native in charge of camels.
Yes. And was anybody injured by a camel?
Oh, we used to have quite sport with them old camels sometimes. You know, but down there at Heliopolis, I see them down there, we had a race down there with the camels and our pony.
Oh, well, which one?
Well, on a short journey, the pony would win.
Yes.
But on a long journey, the camel would win it every time. He's only laid there. I say, a pony got to take two strides, he's what?
Yes.
We used to have some fun when you had them rested. You used to have football matches and all.
Yes. Yeah.
When we had our rest.
These photographs. Ah, yes, a pile of arms.
Some on my head.
Now, were your blankets carried by the camels?
No, we had to carry them on the ground sheets.
You carried all your kit?
Yeah, we had to carry the kit. We only had sort of a skeleton kit, you know.
Yeah. But now, how many blankets were you given?
Only the one.
One blanket.
And one blanket on the ground sheet. Yeah. And your overcoat.
Yes.
And all your other belongings you put in the valise.
Yes.
And left that the back of the one. There you are. If some of you see all right and some you can't.
Was it jolly cold at night?
Eh?
Was it jolly cold at night?
Oh, it was cold at night. But not so bad as it was on Gallipoli.
Yes.
Oh, that was terrible on Gallipoli.
Now this chap looks as if he's got bad feet.
They were using it. That was probably used to have inspection.
Foot inspection. Yeah. Where did the Crown Brewery come from?
Oh, now that was up on the watch guard there somewhere. I couldn't hear it on this. And there was one there with the chicken house. That's where we spent the Christmas in that chicken house. And then it went on there.
Who's that fella?
Oh, I don't know. He went up to the watch guard there. Because they was with us a long time, the Scottish.
What station is that one?
in it, but I remember saying to him, because you had to be careful what you took. I believe it's down in East Malaya, I believe that was.
East
Malaya? I believe that's where it was.
And that bridge?
Oh, that.
And what are all these things? Are they birds?
Yes, that was what they sent us up for Christmas, the camels.
Oh, they sent you a lot of turkeys, did
they? Yeah, you see, they'll cook there, and one of them there's cooking them. Yeah, they sent us up.
One of those two?
That was done down with my smaller camera. That's all in. So there's some.
Ah, are these small ones too?
Yeah, they're negatives.
They're negatives.
Yeah, this is the one I had. The camera I got pinched. A little bigger, like. Well, if any work to you, find something you want. I thought, so I don't know, that's handy or home. I never went back to the quarry, I never went there. I started Mr. Champion and I stopped there 48 years.
48 years. Mm. Did you get any medals for your service?
I got the three.
Now, well, that wouldn't be you, would it?
I'm there. That little old tree was as close to where we came in. Like. No, that ain't me.
The rest of them.
Perhaps it ain't in that lot. I've got some more of them. Here some more, yeah.
Now, where did you have the observation balloons?
Oh, of course, that desert had them.
Or, of course, going up from high.
When we were going up from they just put them up here, you know, occasionally. The view in front of them, right?
Were they tethered, or were they free to go up and come down?
No, they were on muskets, on cords.
On a rope.
Anchored, like that.
Yeah. Were
anchored to sandbags.
Yeah. Were any of them ever shot down?
Oh, plenty of them. Plenty of them. They used to get too close sometimes and they'd get in range, right? Oh, plenty of them.
And what happened to chaps inside? They killed?
Well, I don't know what happened to them. They used to be back behind us, like.
Yeah.
We used to see them go down, right? But
yeah.
We used to see them go down, but what happened to them? I don't know. Another one gone, we used to say. There's that one.
Yeah.
No, they.
When you were abroad, did you get any letters from home?
Letters? Yes, plenty of them. But they was coming, you know, perhaps I'd go a week or two and you wouldn't get any. Mm-hmm. Then they come along perhaps here half a dozen of time.
Yeah.
Yes, I just get the letters, all
right. Met your wife before you went?
Yeah. Yes, we used to be on the skating rink with her.
Ah,
yes. Oh, we used to be. That's where I first met her, on the skating rink.
Skating rink in Tunbridge?
Yeah, we used to skating rink in Tunbridge. We used to go at Tunbridge Wells. And the one at Maidstone, there used to be. Which go all on, all round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where did she live?
Oh, she was a top. Well, all of that family was skaters.
Mm. Where did she live?
Tunbridge.
She lived in Tunbridge, yes.
Oh, all that family was skaters. She was... I was in there having a turn at it once, and a chap came across to me and said, "Can't you skate?" "No," I said, "I'd like to learn." "Come on then," he said. He took me out on a rink there a time or two. Well, what I could make out of that, he was, what was her wife? It was her sister's young man.
Oh, thanks.
And that's how I got, and then in the end, well, I mean, we was waltzing and two-stepping around the rink with her, like, and that's how we never made any arrangements. We used to, you know, sort of meet there, like. And, well, when I went away and joined the war, she kept writing to me, because when I came back and still her.
And where was your home when you went back, when you came back?
When I came back, Blackstall.
In Blackstall. The far from
I was in Edinburgh when I went.
Yes.
And we see, father came back to Opscreen when grandfather died. He came back to Opscreen, take over Opscreen. And of course, when I came back out down, I come back to.
You came back home. Mm. Yes. But although you were working at Foxbush, where were you actually living?
Dad was always living in Hilton by then.
Oh, he lived in Hilton.
Yeah, because they came back during the war. Well, I was away, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see. Oh, good. Well, that's very...
Maybe it's Holland Inn. That's where we were.
Well?
Holland Inn.
Oh, yes. London, that's where that great fruit farm is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's where the lovely fruit farm is.
I don't know what they're doing there now. It used to be a dairy farm when we were there. Of course, you've got the bad and the worst, wouldn't they, all of it?
Yes.
But that, the glibly turned out, it was the weather mostly, it beat us there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bitter cold.
Now, what I missed on the tape, because I hadn't switched it on,
yeah,
was when I asked you how you left Palestine, and I think you said you came by train right the way back to Alexandria.
When we come back home.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you got a ship from Alexandria.
No, we come right round. No, we never got on a boat. We come right round. From there, we got round there somehow by train.
Yes. You got to Alexandria by train.
Yeah.
But then you got a ship.
No, we never got on a troop ship, no. More till we come across from France across to Dover.
Yes, but then you must have got to France by a ship. You said you'd been on a big ship.
Yes,
to get to France. We think you probably landed at Marseilles.
It landed somewhere around there.
Yes, be Marseilles. I went across by train and landed at Dover. And then you were saying you hadn't got a job and you were trying to... and the labour exchange was gruesome and they sent you all around the country.
Yeah, trains everywhere. Hundreds were there for you.
Yes, and then you found that quarry.
Yeah, and he offered me a job, and then I thought, I saw Mr. Champion and he offered me a job for Andy or Ove, and I thought so. And father said, "You don't want to go down that quarry in that dust. You don't want to do down there." And I just took his word and I went down to Mr. Champion's. I didn't go there.
Yes. That's quite right. I have a...
Is it all good? But I thought about that, you know. That done since then. And telling us that when they get to Beirut, the war's finished here. Mm. You know, he'd come round and he'd be plucking us up, you know, putting a heart into us. And, but he was right.
Mm.
That was a penny. There was a sign with this war. I mean, when the Italians back up, were really, as I say, is Germany had to stand on her own. The Finnish won it. What is it? What are you doing here this afternoon? It only says that, you know. I didn't say we've been doing something at the garden or something indoors. And I tell him I've been up here. He's
I can't get home.
No, the bloke came back from there. He lives at Hamptons, he lives. Collins. He lives at Hamptons. He come back to. He was in our section, that's all I know. He come back to England. Was frostbitten up to the knees.
Oh, gosh. Good luck. That's terrible.
And I up and told Mother he was home, and I don't know, he was close, and Mother went and found him.
When you were on the troop ship, how did you sleep? Did you have bunks or on the floor?
When we went out, the, what's called it? The Tunbridge Wells Company was coming with us. They come right on the Ives they were on, and they got torpedoed. We got chased with it, and we was going round the bay of Biscuit Light.
Yes.
And we got chased with it, we went right through the bay, and we missed it. But the Thomas Wells Company was coming out, you know, reinforcements right behind. They caught it. They lost a lot, the whole company.
Okay.
Their names are all on the war memorial.